You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts. And as always, we are joined by the Director of Community Engagement at the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa. How's it going?
Omari brought a friend with him today to enhance this segment. Would you like to introduce our special guest?
Well, I mean, I would like to think that I am my own enhancement.
Of course.
No, but...
But we can use some help from time to time.
Always, always, always. And we're really excited to have Kara Rosen here with us today. Kara, as an artist in our community, and we're also thankful to have her as an organizer in our community. She put together this winter art tour throughout the Ann Arbor area. And, you know, the holiday season is a really great time to give gifts, support your community, support the people in the community. And this is a great way to do both. Support local artists, get some great art for your home, your office. Kara's organized a really great opportunity for that to happen. Kara, certainly, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
The Winter Art Tour. Is this your first year for that?
It is. It's the first annual.
There
we go. I love it.
And what is included in that?
So it's a tour of 9 art shows across Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. And the idea is to make it the weekend for art and to shop local in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. So we hope people will get out there. There's going to be art, food, drink.
All of it.
Artist demonstrations. All of it.
Where are some of the highlight locations? Where are y'all going to be?
Well, there's, you know, the mainstays, which are Dipsy and Tiny Expo. The Ann Arbor Art Center actually has, as you know, probably over about 300 artists on their art off the wall sale right now. And then we have a bunch of smaller and medium-sized art shows, so you can sort of choose your own adventure.
Would you mind just giving a quick kind of recap of what Dipsy is and the Tiny Expo?
Sure. Dipsy and Tiny Expo are both indie art festivals where they have between 40 and 90 artists at both locations, at each location. And they usually also have activities for kids to do and also food and refreshments. And those are the big ones at the Ann Arbor Library in Ann Arbor and then at the Riverside Art Center in Ypsy.
I love the name Tiny Expo. What exactly does that refer to?
I'm assuming because they have a lot of artists and there's a lot of small things. The Tiny Expo, in my experience, is just really fun because there's people who make stuffed animals, there's people who sell jewelry and ceramics and sort of the mainstays, but then there's also these fun...
Jock drawing?
There you go.
David Zinn makes his annual, monthly appearance on Art and Soul. It's great.
Yes.
Happened to notice on Twitter that he said he's going to be at the Tiny Expo.
Yeah, of course.
We just appreciate him. How will we know where to go and how will that be tracked, Kara?
At each location, you'll pick up a passport at your first location. And the idea is we want to motivate you to go to at least 4 out of the 9 over the 3 days. So you stamp it at each location, and if you go to 4 out of the 9, then you get entered to win one of over 20 prizes by local artists, which are beautiful pieces of art that you can check out on the website, winterarttour.org. And each one is valued at least $50.
Oh, solid. Is there a map on the passport?
There's a map on the passport, great. Yeah. Super cute map made by an artist.
Shocking.
Shocking.
How do people find out more information about it? Website?
Go on winterarttour.org or winterarttour.com. Both work. And check out the prizes that you can win and all the different choose-your-own-adventure on the Winter Art Tour this weekend.
And we certainly hope people, as part of that adventure, choose the Ann Arbor Art Center. We have a great
art. Well played, Omari.
Well played, yeah. Yeah, we have our Art Off the Wall exhibition going on right now. It's, you know, cash and carry. People come by and get art. We are fully about supporting this local ecosystem of artists. And so, Kara, I certainly want to thank you for what you're doing to organize people, organize the artist community, organize the kind of business community around this. Just like Midnight Madness, which happened recently, this ends up being really great for our area. So thanks for that.
Yeah, the winter time, the holiday time, is the most important time for artists to sell their work. And especially now when galleries are closing in these areas, it's more and more important that we have the opportunity to sell a lot on this weekend.
Well, and buying from local artists ends up being, and supporting local shops ends up being a real investment in our community. Win, win, win.
Plus, it's perfect for holiday shopping. It's the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Area Art Sale Weekend. Two cities, 9 art shows, 150-plus artists. Kara is one of the main organizers for that. Thanks so much for joining us in Art and Soul.
Thank you.
We do have a few more things to talk about because something else big is happening this weekend.
That same weekend, December 10 and 11, on the west side of Ann Arbor is their annual Art Hop. Artists open their houses and their studios and their homes on the Ann Arbor's Old West Side and invite the community to come in, hear music, see artist studios, artists working, their own galleries in their homes. You can buy things, admire things, learn more about your neighbors. It's just a really fun event, and folks will be able to see pottery, glass, mosaics, paintings, you name it, even, you know, outdoor art. So
you go into artists' homes.
You go into artists' homes, yeah. You see that they actually live like real regular people. How about that?
With a lot more art in their homes.
Well, so you can go on Facebook. They have a really great site, West Side Art Hop, on Facebook, and find out all the information. They'll have flags outside of homes to let you know.
And we'll put a link on our website, WEMU.org. All right, Omari Rush from the Ann Arbor Art Center. You've been involved in the Stadium Boulevard project. Give us an update.
Yes. We had a great public vote, great public engagement. We asked the community to help us choose, and through their vote, we were able to whittle it down to two proposals, one by Brian Brush, this vine-like relief sculpture that would be installed on the retaining wall, and also Catherine Larson, who's creating this trompe l'oeil, this mural that it feels three-dimensional. We're really excited about their work and about the strength of their proposals, and we'll be having two town hall meetings to get direct feedback from community members. Those will happen on December 15, 5:30 at the Ann Arbor Art Center, and December 16, 12:15 at the Ann Arbor Art Center. We'd love to hear directly from the community, and then we'll take all the feedback that we've gotten from throughout the process and have our project advisory committee help us decide.
And those of us updating our calendars, what's coming up with the Arts Alliance?
Well, so the Arts Alliance has their, speaking of annual things, they have their annual celebration of arts in our area. So we just hope that you put their art party on your calendar, January 29. They'll be honoring folks in our community like Ken Fisher, up-and-coming arts leader Allison Buck, America's Got Talent, Laith, you know?
Laith! Laith El-Sadi.
So put that on your calendar. Also, one more thing to put on your calendar is this peace march that's going to be happening in Ypsilanti. Lynn Settles at Ypsilanti High School is working with Mark Tucker, who folks may know from festivals and wonderful productions. Mark and Lynn have organized this peace march that actually happens January 16th. On 2017, which is actually the same day in 1867 that Frederick Douglass gave a speech in Ypsilanti. And so they're commemorating that moment and commemorating Martin Luther King by having this peace march and art show. That's going to be on the 16th. We'll talk more about that later on. But as you're making your plans for that weekend, please include that. I'm sure, given the people involved, given the teens involved, it's going to be really inspirational.
Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
My pleasure.